Rabbi Shalom. Welcome. Okay, a couple of things before we begin. First, I'd like to wish a Mazel Tov to our good chaver, Ephraim Hollander Shlita, upon his engagement. So we wish him the best. And our minig, for new people in the shir, our minig is we acknowledge all the simchas in the shir, both verbally and in shira form. Different shira than we did yesterday. Simenta, mumazota, kielon, lechal yisrael, simenta, mumazota, yesterday, we discussed the three forms of Kiddushin. Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. We said Kesef is learned out from the Gezer Shava, Kicha, Kicha, Mistei Ephraim. That's a Gezer Shava. Shtar is learned out from the Hekesh, V'yotzev Ahoysa. And Kesef and Bia is either from the Prosek Bulas Baal or Uba'ala. And we said yesterday, we discussed why did the Chachamim in the Mishnah have the order Kesef Shtar Bia? Why is that order? So we said over from the Tzlach on page 26 that we have a concept in Shas that I did the Osi Midrasha Chavivale, that something that comes from a drasha that's not Mefurash is more chaviv, because we had to work out the drasha, so it has a chavivus to it. So therefore, kesef is a far-flung drasha, a pasuk in Kiseitze with a pasuk in Chayisara. Whew. You know, that's going from like the winter to the summer. You know, that's a rochak mizrach habayiv, and so that's the most asi midrasha. Then the yotze v'hoisa. That's it's also a drasha, but it's a hekesh, so it's a, you know, it's within the same pasuk at least. So that's less of asi midrasha, so to speak. And then the final pasuk is bulas baal. That's the ferish pasuk, and that's about asi midrasha klal. So therefore, hence kesef shtar ubir. So says the Tzlach in Maseches Chiddushin. Now, we began to look at the Rambam. There's a famous Rambam in page 7 in the packet, Perek Aleph Hilchos Ishus Halacha Beis, Ulkuchim Eilu Mitzvos Esei Shel Torah. And that's going to be a separate shir. Meaning, what's the mitzvah? is the mitzvah to get married or is the mitzvah to have children? Well, what is the mitzvah? Today, well, you know, you get married and you have children. Usually that's the protocol. But is the mitzvah the marriage per se, or is it the pruravu per se? That will leave for a future shiur. Because it seems, as the way Kalmanson points out, that the simple pshat in the Rambam is l'kuchim elu mitzvah sese shel Torah, the actual kiddushin itself. In other words, when you makadesh a woman, you say, Arei makadesh li b'talazu gadas Moshe Yisrael, and you put the ring on her finger, you just did a mitzvah. You just did a mitzvah. Hopefully, Bez Hashem, you'll have children in the future. But that is a mitzvah in itself. Kiddushin is a mitzvah in itself. That's the simple pshat in this Rambam. As Rabbi Kalmanson points out in the Sefer, l'kuchim elu, l'kuchim, the actual acquisition of a wife, is mitzvah sesei shel Torah. Ube'echad mishlosha dvarim elu ha'isha niknes. B'kesef, o b'shtar, o b'biya. B'biya, u'b'shtar me'ha'Torah, u'b'kesef mi'divrei sofer. Wow. So this is like one of the, I'd say, the top 10 Rambams, you know, in the Mishnah Torah that people talk about. This is, you know, up there. You know, there's some very famous Rambam. So this is, I made 10 packets about this. You know, technically we're gonna branch out, but I label them all about. That's how I label this packet. The Indian Divrei Rambam again, Kedusha Kesem Divrei Sofer. I have 10 packets so far in these things, but. We'll branch out to a lot, but that was the subtitle that we're using here. So one could learn in two possible ways, and I want to hear how you guys learn. In other words, I don't need to tell you what the Beforshim say; it's in the packet. But you didn't write your Sfarim yet, so that's why I have to know what you fellows say. And that's the purpose of the shiur. I want people to think. You know, this generation, you know, Rabbi Penner was talking about technology. One problem with technology is that people just turned off their brains. This recorder is on, off. So people just turned it on, their brains to off. And then they just like write, to just regurgitate what other people say. But you have to, the key of learning is thinking. Rav Yashiv Zatzal always used to say, the key in learning is the Havana. That's why he wasn't into, Rav Yashiv was not into this idea of, you know, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but, you know, some children, they do Mishnayis Baal Peh. So maybe it's a good thing at that age, but Rav Yashiv didn't think it was a good thing. He thought that that's training children to become parrots. And we want to train you to become thinkers, not parrots. So it could be at the young age, maybe it's also good to give them the idea of shigra delishna. So I have what to say for the Mishnayis Baal Peh, you know, as well in favor of it. But the point is that I want you to think. So what do you think this Rambam is saying? Like kesef, that biya uvishtar is min haTorah, and kesef midivrei sofer. I want to hear what is he trying to say? Your first name again is Ari Glazer, yeah. From East Brunswick.
Yeah.
Okay. It'll take me time, but I'll get it.
What I believe the Rambam is trying to say here is that all three different women all in the rise of the different ways that find the Torah. Star and Bia are more easily found. Bia is a Sukh and Star is a Hekish.
That it's not as clear. So it's divrei sofer.
Yeah, I am quoting my Mishnah.
You think, okay. Bi'yavishtar is more clear, and Kesef is Divrei Sofrim. And it's but it's still interesting, according to your pshat, that, in other words, I would have thought that Shtar is also Divrei Sofrim. Right? Because it doesn't say that's right. It doesn't say the Shtar. Right? It doesn't say Shtar in the. So you're right. We saw yesterday in the Tzlach that it's not. It's somewhere in between. You know, B is the Beirish, Ketzet is the real Beirish Shalva, and this is the Hekesh. So, but is it so clear that we should make a distinction between the Hekesh and the Beirish Shalva? I mean. And then the question is, why is he telling us this? I mean, like, is there any difference with halacha? You know, it's funny. But, so I what you said, first thing, Ari.
Yeah.
What you said is the classic shot in the world. You know, where the Rambam can't, in other words, can't mean to say that. In other words, the simple shot one would say in Gemara, that it's the Rabbanan. So that would mean that all marriages today that we have are all the Rabbanan. That, you know, people don't want to say that. That's too much of a pitch. Like the whole concept of the Rabbanan. I mean, we'll say maybe there's some we'll see. Maybe some are going to do like that. But, you see, that would be better from the perspective of halacha. In other words, is that I understand. It's telling me this is the Raisa and this is the Rabbana. And we know there's a lot of differences between the Raisa and the Rabbana. Like, for example, if somebody was only married in the Rabbana and then they went and was on it, then we would kill them. In other words, the person who was married to the Rabbana should get to the Lisa. If they're only married in the Rabbana, they don't get killed with your money. They don't get killed with your violence. Today, we don't have medicine, we don't speak, we don't have anything. So, we don't kill people for anything. You know, but it's not Chazal, the Chal Shabbos got killed, right? It's human, right? The Chal Shabbos got killed, it's a whole different system.
I mean, it wouldn't be a good situation if Chal Shabbos would get killed with one of them. It wouldn't be a good situation. So, okay, we're living in different times here. But we don't have smicha, so we don't have a real Sanhedrin, so we can't give on the smicha. But we don't even think malchus. We have a McDonald's hamburger, we carry malchus. We don't do that either. Because we don't have bezin, we have smicha. Even though we have a kind of speaker this year, that's not a real speaker. That's only, the truck goes to us after the field, so it shows some positive for us, but it's a speaker that we have the status of the ocean.
Okay,
so
I think
that that's what you want to say. Now, here, you want to say it's all the rights. How do you want to say it's all the rights, because. But one is that he groups the two together because they're more of a foolish as opposed to the what? Yes, plus. Does anyone want to give correct? Agree with him, disagree, give a different shot? Akiva.
Just a question. I mean, just bringing up on the question, the question talking about that. Why is Shtar considered a Raisa if Hekesh is also not necessarily a
Raisa? Well, not that it's not a Raisa, but it's not before. Yeah, okay, so what do you want to say? Yeah. What do you want to say?
Oh, the Shtar. Why is Shtar? You mentioned that why is Shtar together with Bia and explicitly mentioned rather than the separate.
Right. In other words, it's a strange type of separation. You know. So, let's take a look in the Gemara, in the Kedushin.
on Tesamid base. And that is page 6. Page 6. Ubaviya. You see the Gemara? Minolan. How do we know that an Isha's Niknas Vabiya? Again, we mentioned yesterday, Isha Niknas Vabiya doesn't mean like what we do today, that you get married and then they cohabit later. It means that the Biya was the marriage. The marriage was created with Biya. So I didn't put, you want to give me a chumash? We should look in this. Give me a bigger one so I can. Shkoyach. I neglected to put this pasuk in the packet. Which, what is this pasuk talking about? There's a rabbi in Brooklyn, Rabbi Rubin. He wrote a sefer called Kol Mikraos Shebet Talmud Bavli. Basically, he wrote a sefer has all the psukim that Talmud Bavli quotes. So if you learn Gemara, you look up the pasuk in his sefer and what it means. Kol Mikraos Shebet Talmud Bavli. Okay? Good? So, so the pasuk over here Ki matz, it's Perek Chav Beis Pasuk Chav Beis 22 Oh, pretty good. Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Chav Beis Ki matze ish Shochev im isha Bulas Baal. So it's somebody is cohabiting with a woman who is a bulas baal. She's married to somebody else. Umesu gam shneim. So the halacha is you kill both of them. In other words, the woman and this other man. Adultery. Mosinuf. Mosinuf is a chumra thing. Chumra as it can be. Mesu gam shneim. But it's when it's describing the woman who's married, so you could have described her as an Eish HaSish, she could have described she's described as a Bulas Baal. So the Gemara says, you see from here that that's really what creates the marriage, is the Bia, a Bulas Baal. The simple shot just means that she's married and that's what married people do. You understand? Not that that creates the marriage, but the Gemara darshins Bulas Baal that the Bia created the marriage. We mentioned yesterday that we don't do that, right? What do we do? We do Kesef. Everyone does Kesef Shava Kesef. It's just Rav Henkin's opinion is that if you did an improper marriage, like the improper Kesef or an improper you went to the civil authorities to get married, then the Bia itself that you're having later is the Bias Kedushin. That was Rav Henkin Shita. And we said Rav Moshe disagreed because you're not having to get married with that Bia. You think you married from before, that we mentioned yesterday.
So people who get married in a conservative wedding, maybe, with not all the halakha that the Orthodox people do, that would be still considered because of Bia?
According to Rav Henkin, if a person's married conservative, reform, or even civil, Rav Henkin says she's an Eish HaSish because they're living together as husband and wife, and even though there's no Eidim, but there's Eidi Yediyah we mentioned yesterday, right? Rav Moshe disagreed. Rabbi Tendler at the Levaya for Rav Moshe Feinstein said that Rav Moshe's psak, he saved so many people, because a lot of people who get married civilly aren't getting halachic divorces. So he said with his one psak that you know, he saved all these people from, you know.
For a long time, the secret reason why he disagreed with the painting of Anderson correctly was because it was not Ramam.
Yeah.
So, if you walk the Ramam as Darabana and Dimri Sova,
right.
Which means that when does someone.
By Kesef, by Kesef.
By Kesef. When does someone truly get married to Raisa? Late. So then, we see, according to this line of reasoning, that either we have some Kavana or there's no need for Kavana, because all our marriages today come to Raisa later, or something like that.
Uh-huh. In other words, you're saying a brilliant point. Harav Talki always says brilliant points. He's saying like this.
In other words, let me analyze what Rabbi Talki just said. He says, even if you want to say Shad the Rambam, Dibre Sofer means the Rabbana, he says, you can't fathom that it stays the Rabbana. Right? Right, that's it. So it must be that you become married with the Raisa with the Bia afterwards. I'll be one Mahavi then. So it must be that I'm taking drama. That's what he's saying. But he's saying a Raisa or painted Svara is from this drama. Because unless you say, then no, then it remains Ramana.
Which is a big.
Even Rabbi Kalki, who was willing to learn against Ari and say it means really the Rabbana, but can't imagine that it stays the Rabbana. Like the whole marriage is only the Rabbana forever. So he thinks that once they have to make the marriage and they have Bia, then it becomes a Naraisa with the Kedusha Bia. That's what he's claiming. One could argue with Rabbi Kalki and say, no, if he holds the Rabbana, then it remains the Rabbana. I mean, that would be a very big kiddush to say such a thing. Okay.
So let's get back to this Gemara. I'm going to show you something very interesting in the next 15 minutes. Okay, Ari? I'm going to show you something very interesting. So let's look back at the Gemara. Bia. The Nolan Amar Rav Abba Amar Rav Yochanan Omar Karabul Asbaal Melame Shenasa Labaal Yidei Bi'ila. So that's where he learns it out. Chavveis, chavveis. So Amalei Rav Zeirul Rav Avov, Amalei Rav Reish Lakish Rav Yochanan, Ku'u Azu Sheshana Rebbe, Uba'ala, Melame Sheniknes Bebiya. I don't understand. Why do you have to quote that Pasuk of Ulas Baal? Why do you quote this Pasuk of Chavdal Al, of Tejdal? Ki Yitka, page one of the packet, Ki Yitka Ishi Shavola. Well, why do you need that Pasuk? And he thinks that's a better pasuk to quote because that's telling you how to get married. Yitach Ishisha. So that seems to be more fundamental. So why didn't he quote the pasuk in Chavveis Chavveis? He should have quoted the pasuk of Dalal Alam. Kurazu, meaning is it bad to you? Kura. Kura means ugly. Is it ugly to you to learn out from the other pasuk? Even though the other pasuk is in the Chumash a little bit later, it's too fucking afterwards. So the verse says, no. Because he says, from the pasuk, that pasuk might mean, and then bala afterwards. So the pasuk of Dalal Alam is not necessarily a proof that Bia alone is good. Because maybe you need Ki Yikach, if you just learn it from that pasuk, you can learn out Ki Yikach and Bala. So the Gemara says, Ime Hasam, how do we in the category of Bia? Kamashko. So therefore you need the other pasuk. Maski for Rabbah Bar Marmor. In K Nara Marasa Damar Akbon Beskima. The halacha is Nara Marasa. What does the Nara Marasa mean? What's the Nara? Nara means the 12-year-old till 12 and a half. That's a Nara. So Nara Marasa means. You see, Rizman Chazal
marriage is very different than it is today. Today, I'm sorry, I went to a hospital last night. You know, you do the kiddushin, you have the chuppah, everything is another one. The old days, you know how marriage was? You did the ring very judiciously, and then they didn't live together until a year later. So they did the marriage, they should say she's a marasa, but they didn't live together until when? 3 years later, because you know, you needed to get ready to. Today, you know, we're more active in society, so you know, you have a fancy wedding, and then the Bar Hashem, some people are parnassa, some people don't, but then they help them, whatever. So they're ready there to live together. Then he had a way to, he decided to get married, and then he gave her the ring, not an engagement ring, but a ring for Kedushin. And then, it was a year later, and she moved in, a year later. So if the woman would be mezaneh in that year, she would be an ashes ish, and then she'd be kind of steamed. So Narmaros against Skiva. But the din is that Narmarasa gets Skiva only if what?
If she's a Pesuma. She's a Pesuma. So the question is like this.
How, if you assume that the way to get married would be with Kesef and Bia, you'd always need Bia, so then how would you ever have a Nara Marasa who's a Pesuma? Because to create Erisin, you need Bia. So then it can never be a Nara Marasa who's still a Pesuma.
So we're assuming that the Shadar would also be the same.
So 1 second. So that's what you might say. He said like this. Masi for Rabban Parmano, King Dara Marasa, the Rahman, is he la Heki Mishnah as law? Where's this Pasuk?
Again, the Dvarim Chav Beis.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear it. Dvarim Chav Beis, let's see the Pasuk. You look it up.
She's an Arab Basula, and she's a Morosa. And somebody in that year's period, somebody slept with her. So what do you do? Because it says, Oseis, Meshneh, Oshar, Amir, Ahi, Uskalte, Oson, Baboni, Mabesu. It's an Aran, Rasher, Mosaka, Amir. So you kill both people, you get stealing. So the question that Murray asks is, if Ki Ka'ish Kubala means that you need Kesef and Bia to create a marriage, so you have to have a Havamina like that, because then you won't be able to understand that the Pasuk in Chumash that there's a concept of Anara Barasa Bezula. Because when to create Eberson, you need Bia, by definition, you need Kesef and Bia, say, so then you'll never be able to understand Pasuk of Bay, Perak of Bay's Pasuk of Gimel.
Whereas if you did Kesef and Bia,
so now she's a Bula, it's not an Arab or also Zula. And if what? And if what? He didn't do Bia, then she's not an Arusa. Because at this point in the Gemara thought that Ki Kafishi Shova Allah means you have to do both.
Amr Rabbanu Kamei Dabai Vashkachas Lekot Shabah Ola Arus Shavok Kedarka. Right. So the Gemara says maybe the Ula doesn't mean regular ways moving via, actually, but maybe it means anal. And the Mela will still remain a pot
for
the Sula. But the Gemara says no. I kind of pleading Rabbi Rabbanan El Ba'acher. In other words, if she, if the Baal comes even Shavokidaka, she's considered a Bula. Even though the Haimim was not broken because she, it was done from another part of the body. Then it goes on and on. So that's the question. So what's the shot in the pasuk? What's the shot in the pasuk in Chumash? Erech HaBeis, pasuk of Gimel. In other words, says that you can add an Ara Marasa, who's what? Who's a Basula. But if the pasuk says, Yikach Ubala, that means when you need Keset and Bia, so Keset alone is no good, Bia alone is no good, you need both. So then you'll never have an Ara Marasa, was a Basula. Because to get to the status of Marasa, you have to be what? You have to have Kadia already.
So you know what the Gemara says? And this is the key line. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Mishtachas La Kigo Chekitsha Bishtar. No. You know what the case? In a Panam. Yikach Ishisho Ba'ola
means when you do Kesef, you need Bia also. But you know what? There's another way of doing it. In other words, at this point, you are saying it's not three things, Kesef, Shtar, Bia. It's Kesef, Bia, that's one way, or Shtar.
So,
and to put out the Bia. So it could be, the Gemara says, that the Pasuk that's talking about an Ara, the Sula, Morasa, is going to actually become a Morasa, or Shtar. So the Gemara is saying that that's the shot in this pasuk in Chumash. That pasuk in Chumash, you can learn, is talking about a shtar. What's that? Give me one kind of idea. So we have a Pefeish pasuk, Pefeish based of Gimel. He yet nara b'sulam or rasul ish. So at this point, the Gemara is saying that pasuk has to be referring to the Dushay shtar, because it can't be referring to Kesset, because Kesset has to go together with Liyeh, according to this book. So the only way to do it is either be a Joel Kedaka that the Gemara rejects that, because you be a Joel Kedaka makes our rule of 100. So it has to be. So you know what we see from this Gemara? That we have the Beferish of Pasuk in Chumash. That perhaps the only way to learn the Pasuk in Chumash is referring to Kedushe what? Shtar. So that means that even though Shtar is learned from the Hekesh, Havaya Riyitziya, right? That's the part we call Perachot Dalet. But we have the Beferish of Pasuk, even though the word Shtar wasn't used with Beferish, but you can't say Shtar, you know, we did a software word there on them, because Perachot Beis, Pasuk Gimel, is talking about Kiddush Shtar. Because that's the only way that we can have Anara, Morasa, Tesula, because you just have to do Shishtar. Because she became a Rishishish. And that's why the Rambam, what? Puts Shtar with what? With Bia, and not with Kesem. Because Shtar really has its own puzzle. The Kuch, Parabah, Base. Wow! One second. You hear this? It's unbelievable. No? Now, who says this, John? Now, I'll tell you a story. I think I once asked her to get on the lights. A lot of Talmidim. So, who do you think the most authoritative thing you want to know what Ramayashiv said? I don't know if maybe he was saying his own. He was quoting somebody, I forget. But he said, who is he, most authoritative to know, you know, where to go from suffering of revelation? They said, I don't know what he said, but nobody quotes him. He said, the king said to me, most authoritative thing to know what revelation said to revelation. You know, so why am I telling you that story now? Because you know who says chat in the Rambam this way? That is based on this, the Rambam of the Tshuva. Look up page. We're going to have to do the whole thing now. There's a Tshuva Sarambam on page 15, 16, and 17. But he discusses this thing about,
and he seems to say, like Ari,
that it's, you know, it's all the Raisa. But then he wants to understand. So why is Shtar different than Kesef? So on page 16, he writes, "This is what this is around." You know, there's always a discussion in the world. What's the authenticity of Tshuva Sarambam? That's the whole thing. Okay, so, you know, that's a whole discussion. You know, Rav Soloveitchik wasn't so into the Tshuva Sarambam. You know, there's a board that Rav Soloveitchik said in this year, and Rav Shechter said it's over. And then Rav Lichtenstein raised his hand and said that it's against the Tshuva Sarambam. Because there's Rav Shechter, Rav Soloveitchik's finish in the Rambam was against the Rambam said in the Tshuva, so he didn't give too much credibility to the Tshuva Sarambam, because his Kiddush would be refuted based on this. One day I'll tell you what the thing was. Yeah, take a look on page 16. The first word of the line is Osan. 3, 4, 5, 6 lines on the bottom. Osan, right? You see the first word on Osan? On page 16. Osan is the first word. It says, Lama Marta, why did you say? Amarti, Lama Marti, why did I say? Is it? Shashar minat Torah. That Shar is minat Torah. And Kesef is the rain. The rain sofer and Kesef is a different thing. Tshuva al zeh shevadai kach hayisi omer shakesef v'ashtar midivreim. I would have said that Kesef and Shar is also drushes, right? It's not the finish midivreim. Whichever way you want to live. All of them didn't, because they learned out from the hadith. They learned out from the drush. Well, Lulay had not been had a reading the Hebrew that the Gemara says explicitly the Inin Nara Marasa that reading Nara Marasa Dom Rachman the Skin of the Mishnah. Hey, can you Mishnah the Flo? Hey, Mr. Dom Rachman the Nara Mishul Marasa Shmani Ma the Ma the Mish Marasa the Tor Flofia the Ma the Shabbat the Tor Member of Nachman the Mishnah the Flo the Bunch of Kids Shem the Shmai. So he says, so based on that Gemara, and look at the top line, page 17. Falzeh samachti u'hasakti she'ashtar min ha-Torah. So the Rambam itself, this is authoritative. The Rambam itself is the reason why I could have put Kesef and Shtar in the category of Kesef, because they're both drushes. But the reason why I didn't is because the Gemara says that perhaps the only way to learn this pasuk, the Chavez Chavdimu, is talking about Kiddush Shtar. So Mamela, that's why I said that Kesef, that's why I said that Bia and Shtar of Bin HaTorah. Kesef. So the Rambam himself is the one who uses that Gemara on Kesef and Beis as to explain his so like that's the last I told you the story. The most authoritative way of knowing what the Rogashi said the Rambam, but then it might be said in a more authoritative way, observe what the Rambam says. So the Rambam, let's see where this spread to Shumas and Rambam, and say that this is, the whole thing is not the, but let's, you know, not the spread to the part being. And say, okay, I'll take two questions.
When you mentioned before how, like, my back is like that bad, like when they got married, there would be like a year long period.
Yeah.
During that year long period, are they allowed to, when they go get married, are they allowed to live together?
No.
No, they can't even if they want to.
The also lolo es ha'arusos.
That's
what we say in the bracha of the chuppah. Shekin shavus osam tzivadu al hayos. For also lolo es ha'arusos. That if your wife, you marry your wife, you give her kesef, then she moves in with you a year later. So say you want to come visit her by her father, and cohabit with her in her father's, at her parents' house. That's an issur. Also lolo es ha'arusos. You need to see today at a wedding. We do everything at once. We have the ring and the chuppah, so it's happening all at once. What we call the kiddushin and the nesu'in. The nesu'in is continue to live together to make the nesu'in. But then they just did the nesu'in on the array.
What's the point of having? Like, what do you gain by like having like the beginning of the marriage and then a year of nothing?
You just want to have her as a wife. You don't want to lose her. I told you, because they didn't have enough money. Today, we're in a different society. Then they didn't have money, so they took the money for years to get them. They save up money to get them. And they
also doesn't say,
it
says, Usul. Usul means that we're saying, put me Shtar, we have Pesach, which we do, Usul.
Right.
Then that theoretically you just take out Shtar and replace it with Pesach.
Right.
So the whole Rambam is barked, assuming this it disappears.
Right. But
not to mention the whole possibility.
Yeah, but since the Gemara.
The Gemara about the
it contains that as a possibility.
There's another possibility that the Rambam interests in this. The fact that there was someone who made an easy mistake, the Gemara also darshans, has to give the second brush, which we didn't do, implies the Rambam.
Yeah, okay. I have to run now. You're asking, well, because in the end of the day, we hold Kesef alone. So you can learn the concept of Kesef alone. But since at that point in the Gemara, when they say Kesef needs Bia, the Gemara entertained the Pasuk that Pasuk could be Shtar, so that means the Gemara wasn't doubting the fact that Shtar is the Raisa. Because if it only be the Rabbanon, then you can't say that that's not the Pasuk. Even though in the end, the Gemara's not the Pasuk that it's not Kesef, like you said, since the Gemara entertains the possibility that it could be Shtar alone, and doesn't reject that, only once that whole Kesef alone works, then the Shtar alone will be Shtar alone also. You see that that's working on the right. And that's the Rambam himself, right? But Rabbi Teleki, you always say good things.
Okay, Harav Moshe Dechter.